What is it? To make sure there is enough, I call it, supply of good confessors. Good confessors are absolutely necessary for a good community. One reason, this may surprise you, in the previous code of canon law, the rule was for religious to go to confession every week. Now, by rule, are you expected to go once a week? Is that the rule? Thank God. That's good. However, for the universal church, the law now is not every week. Of course, the more often the better, but at least every 2 weeks. One, so that there might be enough prudent and conscientious priests and sisters. I have said this over the 50 years of my priesthood. Priests who are hearing the confessions, giving confesses to, otherwise directing religious, should either be religious or at least understand religious life. Otherwise, I know what I'm saying. They can't sincerely, I mean the priest, sincerely give guidance, direction, even tell a religious to do something or not do something else, which is not consistent either with religious life or with that particular institute. And this is why, for example, I think I've told you, for some 7 years now, I have been giving 30-day retreats to people throughout America and different parts of the country. I could not cope with the number of people who needed direction, because there should be a priest directing. As you know, I wrote a book, which I borrow to turn that book to you, sister. Retreat with the Lord. I borrowed your book. A retreat with the Lord, by now thousands, have made the 30-day spiritual exercises, but we need priests. So, the last group of priests, we got 50 priests to direct his own lay people to a 30-day spiritual exercises, because so much depends on having a good, prudent and wise confessor. Sisters, thank you. And then we meet this afternoon, right? At 3. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae, amen. Mater misericordiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen.
She's part of the course, but she has typhoid.
She has typhoid?
Typhoid, so now she's recovered. She came back today.
Are you back in circulation?
Sister
Sister Emily?
Emily.
Emily. Emily. Oh, Emily. Yes. Emily.
She was in Beirut, Lebanon.
Now,
Beirut.
Yeah. Now, how can I? Should I give her special classes or what?
I don't know how you like it. You have to stay up at night, Father.
Please?
You have to stay up at night.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to that. But whatever, any way that I can help. Oh, sister, I teach my correspondence.
But we have all the notes, Father.
And then, can I also give you some homework, sister? Well, God bless you, and thank God for coming over the
fight.
Oh, benedicto di amore potentis, patris et filii spiritus sancti, per scientia super te, et mania semper. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
God bless you.
Thank you, Father.